You know the guy that's supposedly in the middle class guy who used to be a Democrat, but is not a Democrat anymore? he got left behind by the infanticidal maniac left, okay? This guy, or this, more likely, it's the wife or a woman. This guy or this gal, for that matter, considered themselves as members of the old school Democrat Party coalition, pro union, right? Against the uber super duper rich guy. The things that Democrats supposedly used to stand for. If you could go back, the pitch that Bill Clinton made in 1992. And so, you remember Ronald Reagan famously said, "I didn't leave the Democrat Party, the Democrat Party left me." That's what's happening with the burn. If you look at the field of candidates for the Democrat nomination 2020, if you look at the field of candidates and who it is that they have put out there as, now these are supposed to be the creme de la creme. These are supposed to be the cream of the crop, if you will. You've got a raving sodomite mayor from South Bend, Indiana, who doesn't seem to have any problem also moonlighting as an infanticidal maniac. Runs around, barnstorms the countryside, even in conservative South Carolina, claiming that the Bible gives sanction to homosexual men acting all homosexually, including the act. I'm not going to get in. We won't describe the act. The act that used to be made illegal by the sodomy laws, that this is all biblical, according to the Babadook. And then when it comes to infanticide and partial birth abortions, he's all down with it. He's the most conservative of all of them. Imagine that the Babadook is actually the most or the least radical, should I say. You've got a woman who believes that she's an American Indian and is willing to lie about it, who has never met a pro-infanticide bill that she wouldn't put her endorsement or give her imprimatur to, who is for a takeover. David Simpson told me yesterday, he goes, "You know what the latest thing is, Mike?" I said, "What's that?" He goes, "There's a bill." Somebody was talking about proposing a bill in Nancy Pelosi's House of Representatives. Basically, that will be a 401k for the poor. And I told him, I said, "Well, Hillary did this a couple of years. Hillary ran on this back in 2008, the baby bond bill. This is just an expanded version of the baby bond. So you've got these proposals out there. Well, you know what the poor need? They need a mid-term legislature, please. They need a retirement program. And whatever they put in, get this. You and I get to match it. Taxpayers get to match it. They get like your company matches your 401k, whatever you put in. Well, you and I are now the company." But back to what's going on here. Back to what's going on here. The guy and the gal that were in the middle don't have anywhere to go outside of Don John of Manhattan. They don't want to be members of the Democrat Party. They don't want to be the people, despite how fashionable it is in some social media. They do not want to be the people that are the persons that are going to be responsible for 7-year-old children being chemically or physically mutilated. They don't want to be the people that are responsible for giving their imprimatur or their voices to. partial birth or afterbirth abortions. They don't want all of this. They're pretty comfortable with the doctor that they have and with the health insurance that they have. They're doing okay economically. There's just nothing in the Democrat Party for these people. Which one of these clowns could you go to? And so the center is starting to panic. That's what's going on. This is my point. This would include maybe ambivalent, overtly middle-class Americans that are either independents or kind of lean Republican. The center is cracking, and it's panicked because it sees the ascendant evil that is the Democrat Party. And it doesn't see anything that's redeemable amongst any of these seven remaining clowns, including Mayor Dumberg. That explains what's going on in the Democrat Party and why it is almost a foregone conclusion. I don't know what the Vegas odds on this are, but Trump's reelection has got to be, if you're a racetrack, a thoroughbred racetrack betting man, he's got to be a 8-5 favorite right now. That's a pretty good odds. Here's something else that's happening. The never Trumpers never went away. They just shut up. And they stopped saying that they were never Trump. The never Trumpers that were your David Frenches and your Bill Kristols and your Rod Dreher's and the people that think are, quote, conservative, close quote, Ted Cruz was a never Trumper, as an example. The never Trumpers are also panicked because they see what's going on in the Democrat Party and they think it's a pretty good, they're going like, okay, 8 years of being a never Trumper. I never imagined that that was going to be my career choice, that that was going to be my career path. But yeah, it's looking like it is. And they're not happy about it. So you have these two factions here that, that despise the president and don't want to have to be part of anything that he does, but now don't have a choice. What middle class family man, family woman can support the antics of Bernie Sanders? Name one. Why? And why would they? Well, they're going to. Because I'm going to give them all free health care. There was an argument last night at the Democrat debate in South Carolina. There was an argument about how much Bernie care would cost. And one estimate's $30 trillion. Elizabeth Warren said it would be $50 trillion. Someone else said, we don't know how much it was cost. Sanders was asking, it doesn't matter how much it's going to cost because it's the right thing to do, was basically his answer. Unhinged much?